In Milford, California, fear lingers in the air as thick as the smoke. It's a tiny town with less than 200 residents. Like a lot of communities in California, some Milford residents worry they'll become the next paradise, where 86 people died last year due to a wildfire. Most of the town was evacuated over the weekend, including Linda Tindall.
It looked like a volcano had erupted. It was so huge. It was the most astounding thing I've ever seen. I didn't sleep at all. I don't think the dogs did either.
Linda has four dogs and a husband, too. They're currently camped out in a tent at a relative's house because she didn't think anyone would take all of those dogs in.
Oh, we have chickens, too. We don't even know what to do with those.
Did you leave them?
My husband went and let them go. We had no place, nothing to put them in. We didn't even know what to do with them. We were not prepared for our chickens.
Many people who live in this area have acreage, with livestock and other kinds of animals with them. Especially during a quick evacuation, that makes it difficult to find a place to shelter. So some headed to an evacuation center set up at the Lassen County Fairgrounds in Susanville. That's where I met Larry Friend, camo hunting shirt, salt and pepper handlebar mustache. He's lived in Milford for around 25 years.
I got woke up by four sheriffs telling me I have to leave. So I just packed up what I could. Mainly, I've got a roommate. She was with me, so I packed up all her stuff. I forgot mine.
Larry had to leave so quickly that he didn't have enough room for his cats and dogs in his car, so he had to leave them behind and is hoping to return to them when the evacuations are lifted. And now he's staying in his car, in his little Toyota Corolla. He says he's just more comfortable sleeping, or staying awake and worrying, than he is on somebody's couch.
Me, I'm having a rough time because it's been a bad year for me. I lost my wife, so then I just retired. So it's been so-so. Yeah. I just take it a day at a time. She passed away July 25th, 1:30 in the morning.
The recent loss of his wife has made the threat of losing his home more difficult to bear. To pass the time, Larry's been keeping himself busy by helping with a makeshift evacuee zoo that's shown up at the fairgrounds.
It's all right. Calm down, baby. Yeah.
Larry grew up on a farm, so taking care of animals comes fairly naturally to him. Some of the animals are anxious. A few of them seem aware of the fire, and most can sense that something is going on, because they've been hastily packed up and taken to someplace new.
Yeah, he's upset. Come on.
Other evacuees are having trouble getting a stubborn pot-bellied pig named Morty out of a truck. They've been working for 2 hours just to get him into this truck, and now he's not coming out. But Larry comes to the rescue.
Come on.
Morty eventually makes his way out of the truck bed and safely into a temporary pen, all in a day's work. Nothing about Larry's life is the same as it was before his wife passed away, but he's hoping the Walker fire will spare the bit of normal he's got left. His home.
Is there anything that you left behind that, you're thinking about now, like, dang, I should have gotten it, you know?
Mainly clothes and my wife's urn. So, yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
Containment on the fire has been slow because of the rough terrain, which is difficult to access, and the amount of trees that serve as fast fuel. As more than 800 firefighters from multiple states battle the blaze, Larry and other evacuees are left to watch the smoke in the hills from afar. Reporting from Susanville, I'm Bree Zender, KUNR News.